Okay, we're doing chapter 13, verse 14. The teaching of morals and ethics of a wise man is a source of life to turn you away from the traps of from the trap of death. And that's according to the Meiri. Okay? We translated it according to the Meiri. Morals and ethics. There are two ways of looking at morals and ethics. One way of looking at morals and ethics, whatever Torah says is right because it's given by God. Okay? So that's one way of looking at morals and ethics. So I have the correct morals and ethics. But then there's the Mishlei view, where you create all the morals and ethics based on the consequences of your actions. Okay? So the consequences, so if you analyze all the consequences, so then you see all the positive things that God said bring good, beneficial consequences, and while the bad things that the Torah says that you shouldn't do bring harmful consequences. Okay? So therefore, that is the morals and ethics. And that is the source of life. Okay, what does the source of life mean? The source of life means that this is the cause. In other words, there's two types of life. There's existence, and then there's the quality of life. Okay, this is the source of life, and it really is both. In other words, it's a source of living. So it really is a source of life. It really causes you physical life. According to the Pasuk, it's only talking about the physical life because it says to turn you away from the trap of death. So therefore, it really is a source of life. But it's also a source of a qualitative life. You know what I mean? The type of life. But the Pasuk is talking about the traps of death. So therefore, the thing is that it really is a source of life, that if you learn morals and ethics correctly and you see how it works, that causes you to work harder on it and to really live. When the mind sees, when it's only accepting authority, even the authority of God, then it's not equal to where the mind sees exactly how it works. So when the mind sees exactly how it works, that becomes the source of life, and it turns you away from death. Okay? And death comes about in two ways. One is if you don't exercise or if you don't eat correctly, that could shorten your life. But then the conflict of knowing that you're not doing the right thing, that conflict also shortens life. Like you see by our presidents, if you look at Bill Clinton and Obama, so you see they came in, they looked really very young, and now they have gray hair, they look old, their eyes, I mean, it just takes away from their life, it shortens their life. Okay, and in fact, I think it's the Ralbag who says that Yosef lived shorter because he had the responsibility of running the government, so he lived a little bit shorter. I think the Ralbag says that about Yosef. Okay, so you see that the more you could take away from the responsibility, the more you could live the life of Chachma and the consequences where your mind sees it and it becomes real to you. You see, it's a real source of life.